The Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the truest government in world history? The process is an ongoing long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What's the best source of information on the internet? ANUnews.net. ANUnews.net is regularly updated with the best cross-section of news and views you need to fully understand what's going on in the world and why. ANUnews.net finds the most informative and provocative articles to be found on the internet for you to read. ANUnews.net is your online daily newspaper, an important weapon in the battle to arm Americans with the information they need to defeat the one-worlders and cultural Marxists. Make ANUnews.net a regular part of your internet experience. You'll be glad you did by visiting ANUnews.net.
A to Z Publications is your one-stop source for books written by Dr. Adrian H. Krieg. Dr. Krieg is a Renaissance man whose knowledge of the issues of the day and the needed solutions is unsurpassed. Dr. Krieg has written 13 books, titles such as Rendezvous with the New World Order, Obama's Nightmare Plan, Oz and the New Millennium, and others are available online from A to Z Publications. Go to A to Z Publications and order today. That's the letter A, the number 2, the letter Z, publications.com. Or write A to Z Publications, Post Office Box 110163, Bradenton, Florida, 34211.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up, and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome back, folks. We're in the second hour. Pardon me, I lost a little bit of my voice there. We're in the second hour of the American Freedom Party Report, which comes to you live every week at this time from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. The call-in line is open. In fact, we've got a caller here, Sonny C. in California. Sonny, are you there?
Yes, Kelso. Can you hear me?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Do you want to know what really, really, really makes me so mad?
Yes, I do.
The fake nationalist parties. Do you want to know what fake nationalist parties I'm talking about? The Dutch Party for Freedom and the Northern League in Italy, and the Finns Party in Finland. Those guys are fake nationalists, because even though they are against the European Union, they support Israel. So to me, I consider them fake nationalists.
Well, Sonny, let me give you my take on that. And, you know, I respect your opinion on that. And now remember that what we're talking about here may very well partake of the phenomenon that Dr. McDonald's talking about here is in his introduction to raciology, and that is that we Europeans are actually, we're super individualists and by evolution, and we don't have the tight in-group, out-group orientation of other races. So we tend to fissure, we tend to break apart very easily, and So it's, you know, getting us together politically is, I don't know if this is an appropriate metaphor, but something like herding cats. What I would say about these parties you mentioned, the Lega Nord, for instance, the Northern League in Italy, and the True Finns in Finland, they are, in my opinion, rather than condemning them, I would praise them. In fact, I don't know why you picked those groups exactly, but I would praise any party, let's put it that way, that is on the road to race realism, that has some part of our program that's moving in the right direction. I would praise those cats that are moving in the right direction, and with a view towards avoiding that European phenomenon of fighting among ourselves. Now, remember, Sonny, that the worst catastrophe of all time for our people was, in fact, fighting among ourselves. World War One, well, in America, the Civil War, but then worldwide, World War One, and then World War Two. All of those wars involved nothing but white people fighting against other white people, good white people fighting against other good white people. And that's what Charles Lindbergh wanted to fix when he was organizing the America First Committee back in 40 and 41. That's what Henry Ford wanted to avoid when he launched his peace ship in 1917, and again when he tried to avert World War II by his work in the America First Committee, funding it in 40 and 41. And that's what Charles Lindbergh meant when he said in 1939 in Reader's Digest, unless we band together to preserve that most priceless possession, our inheritance of European blood. So, Sonny, I would say that the parties you listed and any others, they're not fake. Now, there could be fake parties. Yes, I would roundly condemn a fake party, one that was trying to fool us. And that in that light, I would fake. I would say fake is what's going on in the Republican Party. Fake is what's going on in the Conservative Party in Britain. And those deserve condemnation. But, you know, there's going to be a range among the Patriot parties. There's going to be some fine-tuning and differences. You mentioned support for Israel. That's a pretty dumb choice. I would agree with you to put in your party platform some support for Israel. And you know, clearly what people who do that are, you know, they're thinking they can somehow dodge the bullet of being called anti-Semitic by supporting Israel. And I think that's a stupid choice. But I would call it stupid rather than, you know, treasonous. And those people will come around. And if they don't come around, here's the other thing, Sonny. As these various parties that were forming develop, parties that take a stupid course are going to be left by the wayside. And there'll be a selection process where the parties that really get it right are going to appeal tremendously to Europeans and have big success. So I'm encouraged by that. But I don't mean to criticize you, Sonny. I know what you're saying. There's a frustration. You know, Geert Wilders has voiced his support for Israel and so on. Which, you know, again, you have to define that. What do you mean by support for Israel? You know, do you want large numbers of Jews to go to Israel? You know, I mean, that could be a kind of a clever tactic, but
when I say support for Israel, I mean, like, if you want, like, your own government to send, like, foreign aid to Israel the way, like, George Bush and Barack Obama and Clinton have been doing.
Right. Well, of course, that is absolutely treasonous to send, you know, our technology, our money, our soldiers, you know, as proxies for Israel, as Mahathir Mohamad, the Prime Minister of Malaysia, said that we've been functioning as proxies for Israel. Of course, that is treasonous. And I couldn't agree with you more on that. But you know, have hope in these parties. These little parties, they're fledgling parties, and they're trying to find their way. They're organizing themselves in the face of furious opposition, very well-funded opposition from our enemies. So, you know, some of their efforts are going to seem a little misguided to you and to me. They're going in the right direction, and they're treating each other with some respect. That is, they all recognize that there's a revolt. A revolt is coming. It's coming in Russia and in England and in France and Germany. It's in Spain. It's in Italy. It's in Switzerland. The Swiss People's Party is now ruling, is now in power in Switzerland. The Progress Party, a patriot party in Norway, is now in a ruling coalition in Norway. So the Front National, remember, as listeners to this show know so well, actually got the most votes of any party, a plurality, in the European Parliament elections. So they're the number one party in France right now. And their leader, Marine Le Pen, could win the presidency of France when that comes up for a future election. So, man.
And I want to say something else, Kelso.
Yeah?
I know right now Ireland and the Czech Republic and Norway, right now they don't have a nationalist party, but if somebody in those three countries, Ireland, Norway, and Czech Republic, if somebody does form a nationalist party, I hope Jobbik and or Golden Dawn or the American Freedom Party, one of you guys, I hope one of you communicates with them before Geert Wilders does.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Our foreign secretary is Dr. Tom Sunic, who is based in Zagreb, Croatia. And he is talking nonstop. He is talking to different parties across Europe. And I assure you, now there is a Patriot Party in Norway, the Progress Party. That's a pretty good party. And I don't know the scene right now. Let's put it this way. In every European nation, a party is forming. They might be kind of small and they haven't gotten on the radar yet. But I assure you, parties are forming in every European nation. Thanks so much for calling in. And stay tuned, folks. We'll be back right after this break. Thanks for the call.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists care only about the American Imperial Empire, not what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times is unabashedly pro-American in its outlook. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. Published since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a newspaper which features outstanding writers who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than one-third the regular subscription price. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for 1 year for only $19 by sending your subscription to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. This limited time offer is for new subscribers only.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Why does a U.S. orthodontist make more than some CEOs? You get that dental bill and you'll know. Implants, partial or full bridge, the kids need braces, fractions of U.S. prices. Balloon angioplasty for heart patients in the U.S. is $50,000. Thailand, under $7,000. Heart bypass, joint and hip replacement, cancer, many procedures under the price of your Obamacare deductible and copay. Don't risk bankruptcy. Hit us up now. We'll show you how at Asia Run Like Hell Guide.
Welcome back, folks. We're talking right now about a really exciting introduction to a great book, Raciology, by Vladimir Avdeyev. And I'm going to talk about it more. I just read something really great about it at the Amazon.com book site where it's being sold. Chris Brand gives a glowing report about raciology. I've got George on the line in Baltimore. George, are you there?
I'll read you 5x5, James.
George, were you aware of this, either of Kevin McDonald's introduction or the book, Raciology?
I've read a lot of his stuff. This one is new to me.
Yeah, it's a new article by Kevin, and I don't know the date of his introduction when he wrote it, but this is a brand new article from AFP Board of Directors member, that's the American Freedom Party Board of Directors member, Dr. Kevin McDonald, who teaches at Cal State University in Long Beach, California. He's a tenured professor there, of course, and that gives him the ability to write such things without being fired. Tenure is, it's disappearing, but tenure is a system that protected academic independence of professors historically in America. And thank goodness for that, in the case of Dr. McDonald. Yeah, it's new to me. And you know what I'd like to do, George? I would like to, I'm going to call Kevin in the next couple of days and ask him to appear on the show, hopefully next week, and talk about this incredible book and his great introduction, which is its own very important text. I'm reading here a review from Amazon.com. Chris Brand, who said he was sacked, he was fired where he was, possibly from an academic position. He says, like it or not, Raciology is a book that illustrates how free speech about Galtonian topics has sunk in the West and resurfaced in Moscow, where communism had formerly banned scientific racism. In the West of the past 15 years, only mail order and vanity publishers would deliver the thoughts and evidence of academic race realists Art Jensen, Phil Rushton, Richard Lynn, Grady Whitney, Helmuth Nyborg, and myself, that's Chris Brand is the writer here, to the Western public in leading British universities, to the Western public, period. In leading British universities, Jeffrey Sampson, Satoshi Kanazawa, Armand Leroy, Frank Ellis, and David Coleman were all silenced by administrators when they talked of race. And I was sacked. Okay, sacked is a British term, so I'm taking it that Chris Brand must have been a British professor. By contrast, in Vladimir Putin's Russia, with its serious concern with ethnic, often Muslim problems, and the disruptive advance of Western liberal interventionism and multicultural illusionism in ex-Yugoslavia, Afghanistan, and Iraq, the 46-year-old Vladimir Borisovich Avdeyev, an engineer and Soviet Army officer by origin, later a journalist, is allowed not only to edit the prestigious Athenaeum magazine, but to have a publisher for his thoroughgoing racial analysis of the world's problems, combining lively ideas with scholarly detail and vivid illustrations. Avdeyev has mastered the history of Western racial thought, and he says, only John Baker's Race, that's the title, Race, published in 1967 by the Oxford University Press, but withdrawn after Baker's death. Isn't that incredible? A major book withdrawn by the Oxford University Press. I imagine you have to get it now as a collector's item. Would hold a candle to Avdeyev's magisterial effort. So, this is pretty wonderful stuff. I know you're a big reader, George. I suspect you might be getting a copy. I'm going to grab a copy. And then I'm going to get Dr. McDonald to grace the airwaves here with his presence and thoughts on this recent writing of his.
Would love to have him on the show.
Yeah. He's been a guest here. And, one reason I don't call him and ask him to be on the show more, and maybe I'm wrong to do this, I don't know of anyone in our cause who works harder than Dr. McDonald, or produces more, kind of more importantly, produces more writing, more great books, more organizational leaps. He was, a founding board member of the American Freedom Party. He is he's absolutely a linchpin of the Occidental Quarterly, which he edits, and the Occidental Observer, which he created. He was the recipient of the Jack London Award of the Charles Martel Society and the National Policy Institute back at a dinner that I I forget the year, but that was a $10,000 award. Kind of extraordinary. I don't know if that's anything like that's happened before or since. Anybody got that much money together as an award to one of the great people in our cause. But that was kind of encouraging. And so look forward to that next week, I hope. And if not, then it, the first opportunity for Dr. McDonald.
Well, we have a quick comment, James. I was really pleased with the previous caller. I love all the passion. Great discussion. And he brings up a great point in that the movement is starting to coalesce. There are more parties of more winners, and there are some, you know, defining traits. They're not all the same. You talked about Ligue Nord. I'll just point out, you know, that in France, the Front National, the whole world's watching that. It's just something to keep in mind that they got where they were in part by squashing a few other rival parties, and that's kind of the way it has to be. But we hope that you are able to talk about that in this maybe future episodes, that the movement is doing great, and there's a natural fleshing out process going on with a fair amount of pain in it, because there's lots and lots of cats and dogs who want to be in charge. Some have failed in the past and are really hurt by it. So it's not easy trying to lead in the movement. The enemy has a lot of weapons. And in a lot of cases, failure results in having your life ruined.
Well, now, you know, George, I'm going to give some encouragement to the audience here, and something I know you're very interested in, which is upcoming events that are evidence for what you're talking about, this coalescing, this coming together of our cause. And then also as another encouraging thought, as to how much pain there is, and, you know, some things succeed more than others. A very encouraging thing for me is that everybody that I know, and that's a lot of people in our cause, you know, maybe if I sat down and thought about this as an intellectual problem, to try to think of somebody in our cause that's actually totally disappeared or totally been, you know, sort of blasted out of the water. Everybody, you know, there are a couple of exceptions in the kind of extraordinary circumstances, but of the hundreds of people I know, everybody's still in there pitching. Everybody's, their roles have changed somewhat, maybe. Things have changed as they have, you know, aged and gone through different phases of their life as to what they're doing. But this is an encouraging thing, is that we don't have great attrition. We're not losing lots of guys. So all we have to do is up our recruitment, and we're going to be in great shape because we do not have a high attrition rate. People that come to our cause stay in it. And so... And, you know, also another thing that's encouraging, George, is that the degree of sort of rivalry and jealousy and so on that goes on is also very encouragingly low. You know, there's a generosity that's very encouraging, folks being willing to help each other. And the American Freedom Party is banking on that, because what we want to express to everybody, we've got, for instance, coming up the Council of Conservative Citizens, is having their national conference. We're going to talk about it right after this break. Sorry for the break. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Welcome back. You're tuned to the American Freedom Party Report. I'm privileged to be your host, James Kelso, bringing you this show live every week. And we just signed up with Republic Broadcasting for another year of this show. And we could certainly use your help in financing this next year of live radio programming that brings you news of folks that you otherwise don't get much of a chance to hear about, like Vladimir Avdeyev, like Professor Kevin MacDonald, like the just-mentioned John Baker, who wrote a book called Race in 1967 that Oxford University Press withdrew. But I'm happy to report, I just looked it up on Amazon, you can get, somebody has bravely reissued the book. John Randall Baker, the author, very honored scientist who died on my birthday, June 8th of 1984, born in 1900. So he died at the age of 83, a biologist and a physical anthropologist and professor at the University of Oxford, where he was emeritus reader in cytology, cell studies, cell science. He is best remembered for his 1974 book, Race. So that's another one I need to get my hands on. And now we're talking with George on the phone. We've got Wes in Idaho holding. Wes, if you would continue to hold. I wanted to announce, as an evidence of our coming together, we've got the Council of Conservative Citizens is holding its national conference August 15th and 16th in Nashville, Tennessee. And that's something that you will surely enjoy. It's open to the public. And you want to go to the CFCC website. Let me refresh my screen here. And I've got it at cfcc.org, cfcc.org. But that does that is forwarded to a new URL, which is topconservativenews.com, topconservativenews.com. In either event, at cfcc.org or at topconservative.news, you will find all the information you need from the Council of Conservative Citizens, based in St. Louis, Missouri, headed by Gordon Lee Baum, for this upcoming national conference. James Edwards, radio host, will be there. Paul Fromm, a frequent guest on this show. Bill Lord will speak. Brad Griffin, Kyle Rogers, and another guest on this show, Sid Secular. So you'll have a chance to meet all those people in person at the National Conference of the Council of Conservative Citizens. Another event coming up, the European Heritage Festival in Pulaski, Tennessee. That's October 25th. And I'll give you a phone number for that. That's Tom Robb's phone number. You can call him at 870-427-3414. The European Heritage Festival in Pulaski, Tennessee, October 25th. 870-427-3414. And by the way, on any of this information or any other information you get on the show or any other question you have, you can always call me directly right here on my phone. In fact, let me turn the volume down right now. You can always call me at area code 701-317-5317. I will answer your questions on anything. And I pretty much have access to all sorts of information. 701-317-5317. To reach me directly. Another event coming up is a Soldiers of the Cross Training Institute in Harrison, Arkansas. Another Tom Robb event. That's July 21st through July 26th. And you can call that same European Heritage Festival phone number, 870-427-3414, for that Soldiers of the Cross event. I think Paul Fromm and Tom Sunick will be there. I'm not positive. Here's another event coming up, a regional meeting, a Nationalist Times, American Nationalist Union regional meeting, July 26th in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. And the info number for that is the number of the executive director of the American Freedom Party. That's Mr. Don Wassel, 702-232-1200. That's 702-232-1200. So there are four events. All of them will be good events that you could attend. George, are you still on the line?
Still on the line, James.
Well, I'm going to... anything else that you'd like to share with the audience? I'd like to let you have the microphone, and then I'm going to go to Wes in Idaho, and then back to Kevin McDonald.
Just one more plug. The RBN network kind of ties this all together. My hat's off to Mr. Stattmiller, and we sure hope this the listening audience can pitch in, and this gets bigger and bigger and bigger until one day RBN is on television just like any other of the over-the-air stations that we suffer with today.
You mean we're not on television right now? Nobody told me. Well, anyway, the poor humor. Yes, John Stattmiller, what a champion in radio networks. This is a network, not just a station. Very difficult to keep such an enterprise together to make it work. And so, folks, if you can help fund Republic Broadcasting Network, please do. If you can help fund this show, you will also be helping RBN, because, of course, we help RBN ourselves. So you can help us both. And the And the way to reach us and to help the American Freedom Party out, if you can't be a member, it's only $25. But if for whatever reason it's not doesn't work for you to be a member right now, you can still help out. And that's our website is theamericanfreedomparty.us. So please do help us out. All these wonderful parties that are springing up from Australia to Norway to Switzerland, they're in South Africa. Not much political hope there in South Africa, but folks are actually trying to organize actually an independent state within South Africa. Very, wow, tough going there in South Africa. A lot of lessons to be learned for us. And, of course, we heard last week when Paul Fromm was our guest about the Canadian government actually denying white South African any refugee status based on the horrible treatment he's had in South Africa, which, by the way, I mentioned the Jan van Riebeck, who, at 6th of April, 1652, he landed those three Dutch ships at the Cape of Good Hope. That was a national holiday in South Africa until 1994, when the ANC was ushered in, when the our cousins in South Africa so stupidly, and as Kevin MacDonald would say, so generously, betraying our, you know, revealing our behavioral traits here of generosity and naivete and trusting and our lack of protection of our own group, that our cousins in South Africa actually voted themselves to share power with the African National Congress and Nelson Mandela. My gosh, you know, what folly. Anyway, the first thing they did was to banish, not the first thing, but one of the first acts was to end Founders Day or Jan van Riebeck Day on the 6th of April. So that's no longer a holiday in South Africa. Thank you so much, George, for calling and helping. And we'll go now to Wes in Idaho.
Yes,
Wes?
Are we on?
Wes, you are, sir.
The Wrath of the Awakened Saxon is by Rudyard Kipling.
Could you read it for us?
Really?
It's a wonderful
book.
Yeah.
Okay, if my sound is good and my voice is good, yes. It was not part of their blood. It came to them very late with long arrears to make good. When the Saxons began to hate, they were not easily moved. They were icy, willing to wait till every count should be proved ere the Saxons began to hate. Their voices were even and low. Their eyes were level and straight. There was neither sign nor show when the Saxons began to hate. It was not preached to the crowd. It was not taught by the state. No man spoke it aloud when the Saxons began to hate. It was not suddenly bred. It was not swiftly abated. Though the chilled years ahead, then time shall count from that date that the Saxons began to hate.
Hold it right there. Thank you so much, Wes. Don't go. Stay tuned, folks.
Hey.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists care only about the American Imperial Empire, not what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times is unabashedly pro-American in its outlook. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. Published since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a newspaper which features outstanding writers who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than one-third the regular subscription price. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for 1 year for only $19 by sending your subscription to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. This limited time offer is for new subscribers only.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party and join us by going to theamericanfreedomparty.us. That's theamericanfreedomparty.us.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
There's a growing feeling of hysteria, conditioned to respond to all.
This is James Kelso, your host on the American Freedom Party Report, coming to you live here on July 12th, 2014. And we just had the privilege of listening to a very fine reading by you, Wes. I hope the break music didn't interfere with the close of your reading of the great poem. Thank you for refreshing my memory. The Wrath of the Awakened Saxon by Rudyard Kipling. That was a very good reading, Wes. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'll add, folks, I refreshed my memory further during the break. This poem, Rudyard Kipling lived from 1865 to 1936, and this poem was part of a collection called Beginnings, released or published in 1917, a fateful year. That was the year 1917 that Henry Ford attempted to stop the carnage of World War I with his peace ship, and unfortunately that failed. I'm writing a novel myself with Henry Ford as a protagonist, along with Charles Lindbergh, and both heroes in my book, my novel, succeed in averting World War II. So you'll see that someday, and that will surely be published by a vanity press, by a not a vanity press, but the wonderful printing medium we have now of print on demand, POD, where authors with little funding and no institutional support at all can get their works out very, very inexpensively. That's exactly what I'll use to get my book out. But the Wes, do you have any other thoughts?
Well, yeah. This idea that the Jews are actually Israel of the Bible, of the scriptures, it's a huge obstacle. You got hundreds of millions of Christians, or should I say Judeo-Christians out there, Zionists, John Hagee and Pat Robertson and such. I don't understand why they don't see the book of Revelation 2:9 and 3:9. There's going to be those who say they are Jews, but are actually the synagogue of Satan.
I have watched.
Well, Wes, I'll tell you what the big change, you know, we don't go into theology on this show, but the big change that's occurred, and this is something that's not even a theological question, I'm very familiar with John Hagee. My goodness, what a horrible person he is. And what he's teaching, how much he's leading, you know, Europeans astray. My goodness, yes, there are a whole herd of these guys, and these guys are a new phenomenon that did not exist in earlier European history. Earlier European Christians did not believe that their mission in life was to support Zionism. The Christianity and Christian churches and theologians did not voice such an idiotic opinion. This is all new. By new, I mean a creation of the last century or so. And the neocons today have jumped on board this. They have realized this is that they can really exploit this, duping good European Christians into thinking that God wants them to support the Likud party of Benjamin Netanyahu. They somehow, God is looking at them, wondering, well, judging them by their support of Benjamin Netanyahu, Likud, and their unending warmongering. You know, this is a tragedy. It's pretty complicated, Wes, how it came to pass, you know, how the undermining occurred. But yes, we've got a lot of education to do of good European Christians to understand that their religion does not require the faith of their fathers, never required it. This is a good way to present it, Wes. Instead of presenting it theologically, it's one of the convincing ways to present it to family, friends, and neighbors, is to say, look, your great-grandparents and their great-great-grandparents did not buy into this baloney. This is something new. And, you know, it's easy to point out, an ancestor of mine, King Edward I, who's a grandfather of mine, expelled all the Jews. There were a small number, but expelled all of them from England. So obviously he didn't subscribe to this sort of idea. He was a Christian. He did not feel that he needed to follow around the Jews of England as a lickspittle and do whatever they asked or told him to do. He actually expelled them for subverting his kingdom. And so did another pair of Christians, Queen Isabella and King Ferdinand of Spain in 1492. I mean, they did a number of remarkable things. In 1492, they freed Spain of the Muslim invasion that had conquered Spain. The Reconquista that they talked about was the reconquering of their own land. Wonderful accomplishment of Ferdinand and Isabella, two tremendous heroes. I think Isabella was a beautiful redhead, I believe. And in the same year, they expelled the Jews from Spain in 1492. So they didn't subscribe to this idea that as good Christians, they were somehow subservient to or needed to, as John Hagee did. John Hagee raised, in one day, he raised $6 million from his church in, it's either Austin or San Antonio. I think it's San Antonio. He raised $6 million by passing the plate in his one church and sent the entire amount to Israel. And I'm sure his parishioners would probably have less income than the average people of Israel. So it's certainly less than the government of Israel. So the, you know, what an idiotic thing to do. I forget what the third, there was a third great accomplishment of Ferdinand and Isabel in 1492. Oh, Columbus. So three great things that happened in that year. But, so Wes, I, you know, thank you, you know, for reminding us of this and so on. It's a really important thing. There are these delusional people who think they have to support Benjamin Netanyahu and so on. It's just really a sad thing. That's one of the techniques for opening their eyes, is to just point out to them that all of your ancestors, folks, for dozens of generations, did not subscribe to this. Quite the opposite. They were supporters of King Edward I, of Queen Isabella, of King Ferdinand, and any number of others who had the same ready willingness to, if they found Jews to be undermining their kingdom, to deal with them harshly and not feel that they were needed to be a kowtow to this tribe of people. But thank you very much, Wes, for calling in. Please call in again.
That could be a help.
Oh, what a great poetry reading. Thank you. You know, and Rudyard Kipling, you know, that he could write a poem like that that was very popular. Rudyard Kipling was probably the most popular poet in the English-speaking world when he was releasing in 1917, Beginnings, which contained that poem, The Wrath of the Awakened Saxon. Well, let's go back to, I'll bet you that's one of the favorite poems of Kevin MacDonald. Let me go back to Kevin MacDonald's article. And, well, actually, I wish I had time to do that. Here we only have a few seconds remaining in the show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And I'm eager to see you again next week. I hope I can get Kevin MacDonald on our show next week. We'll have an exciting show for you next week. Please help the American Freedom Party at our website, theamericanfreedomparty.us. And any way that you can help us, you can call me anytime you want at 701-317-5317. And we will bring you more. We'll cover some of the stuff next week that we didn't get to cover this week. I've got a whole pile, actually, of stuff we didn't get to. So I'll see you again next week. Thank you, Patriots all, for tuning in. See you next week.
Financial uncertainty.